SBS Radio.
This isn't the restart of community sport. This is the new start. Sport will be different. And if people think it's not going to be, then they've got their head in the sand. They've just come through a pandemic.
That's Stuart Craig from Sports Focus, warning that community sport will not be what it used to be pre-COVID. The coronavirus pandemic caused havoc with the year's sporting calendar, both at professional and grassroots levels. For thousands of community sporting clubs and associations across Australia, there were fears the final whistle had blown when states and territories went into lockdown. The impacts of the pandemic destroyed funding, volunteers and memberships. It also dampened every child's spirit who plays for a community sports club. A survey conducted by the Australian Sports Foundation found that one in four grassroots clubs were on the brink of collapse or insolvency at the height of the pandemic in Australia. Chief Executive Officer of Australian Sports Foundation, Patrick Walker, says it will be a long and painful road to recovery.
If their mum or dad has lost their job or is suffering extra stress or pressure in their life, that's affected the emerging junior athletes' lives and careers as well. So they're really being hit from all angles. It's a very worrying picture. But one really worrying statistic was around 45% of the clubs saw a decline in volunteers. And the volunteers were maybe concerned about their health impacts. They had challenges in their personal lives. And no matter what the financial impacts on community sport, if you don't have volunteers, then the sport won't run. And that'll impact millions of participants all over Australia.
The struggle is real for community sporting clubs who are excited to be competing again but face income losses, sponsorship withdrawals and low memberships. The survey found that almost 20,000 community clubs are at risk of closure heading into 2021. In the heart of the southern Sydney suburb of Kogarah is a community jiu-jitsu school. Greek-Italian-Australian Costa Dodona is a coach at the Integrated Freestyle Academy of Martial Arts. Members range from as young as 4 years old to adults in their 50s and 60s. Mr. Dodona says lockdown allowed the gym to modify and improve its practices.
COVID-wise, it got pretty difficult. Obviously, when the gyms were completely shut and closed, we were just, you know, sort of left a little bit high and dry with not a lot to do. We started to pre-record couple of videos. We were uploading them to our Facebook page and our website, and we kept up a group chat. Well, you know, it became a bit of like almost a virtual type experience. We were able to run some proper sort of Zoom style classes, but it was a bit more theory based and a bit more sort of technical and body weight functional movement based. I was obviously without being able to actually wrestle or grapple with someone.
Group and one-on-one coaching sessions are back in action. Mr. Dodona says martial arts is a sport centred on discipline, and that quality enhanced a COVID-safe attitude.
Like a family kind of thing at the gym. It's not just people that come and train there. We relied on the fact that we could trust everyone there to stay away if they were sick, to go to the doctors and get themselves tested and checked. To some degree, some of it's been beneficial for the gym, especially the hygiene side of things, I think. It's just made everyone that little bit extra careful with COVID. So in that sense, like I said, I think it's a benefit. Everyone's a bit more aware and conscious of being clean and not training if they're feeling a little bit under the weather, making sure that they're cleaning their gloves and their shin pads and whatever else they need to do.
It wasn't just indoor sport that had to adjust and keep up with restrictions. The grassroots cricket season is underway for the summer. Unlike winter sports like soccer, rugby league, AFL and netball, summer sport missed most of the harsh lockdown restrictions in states and territories. Cricketers keenly observed the uncertain stop-start nature of competitions that took place over the winter months. Scheduling for this current season is shortened and being played under COVID-19 health guidelines. This includes cleaning the ball thoroughly and no sharing of equipment such as bats and balls. President of Terry Hills Cricket Club, member of the local cricket association committee and player, Dan Favaloro explains.
From a club's perspective, obviously there's a bit of a financial impact to a certain extent. I mean, most of these clubs are run by just, you know, player rego fees. So obviously there's only got people signing up, so it's okay. But I do know that from a sponsor's perspective, you know, the local pub or whatever it is, or like that, a lot of them have lost their sponsorships just because all these hospitality venues have had such a tough year.
Often players will jump on each other and hug after taking a wicket or taking a spectacular catch. For the time being, that is not allowed.
You know, there's less high fives and stuff, and you know, you don't shake hands with the opposition after the game and stuff. There's a lot more fist bumps than bum pats. You know, the umpire can't take the bowler's hat anymore. To be honest, the most noticeable impact is you're not allowed to, you know, in cricket you shine the ball. You're not allowed to anymore to use sweat or saliva. So you can still polish it on your clothes.
The biggest competition impacted by the coronavirus pandemic was the 2020 Tokyo Olympic and Paralympic Games. They've been postponed until 2021. Chris Bond is a two-time gold medalist wheelchair rugby Paralympian. Mr. Bond hoped to compete at the 2020 Paralympic Games, win a third consecutive gold medal, then announce his retirement, but the delay disrupted his plan.
As athletes, we don't look 12 months out, we look sort of 4 years out in terms of our cycles. Yeah, it's been a strange year. We started off and all was going well. We're pumped, we're G'd up to get up for Games. It was probably going to be my last Games. You know, I'm 34, it'd be my third game, so really looking forward to go out strong. And it's been a quite a bleak year in terms of being an athlete. We definitely dipped into those resilient pools of our minds and had to learn to adapt. I just really miss my teammates. You know, like we usually get together. We're a national team, so we're all spread out. We're trying to connect online, but it's just not the same.
Mr. Bond took up a second job as part of his transition plan to retirement from professional sport. He's the sports partnership manager at the Australia Sports Foundation.
You know, we're the peak body for philanthropy and sport, and part of our role is to advocate for sport as a worthy cause and try to raise money for it. We're trying to instill that sport's a very important part in the Australian landscape. Like even at the grassroots level, it's important for that, you know, kid to get out and just, you know, expend some energy, make some friends, you know, cross barriers with diversity and, you know, learn skills. You know, I probably wouldn't be employable if I didn't play sport my whole life. I've learned, you know, work ethic, leadership, teamwork, communication, all basically through sport and just identity as a nation.
Sports Focus aims to support and empower sporting clubs to be more safe. It is based in country Victoria and has guided all grassroots competitions in the state through COVID-19 restrictions. It provided assistance with cleanliness workshops, compliance officers, policy development and implementation, strategic planning and virtual drop-in sessions. Business manager Stuart Craig says some people were hesitant to take on the responsibility thrust upon community sport in the middle of a pandemic.
When you write down a COVID safe plan, highlighting the protocols that are needed, words on paper don't actually reflect the magnitude of the work that's in the practical sense that's required. But then when you start to think of consider the liabilities associated with both the plan and the officer, people didn't want to do it. People didn't want to be responsible for somebody else getting sick on their watch. It was a constant battle.
On the 6th of December, Victoria moved to COVID-safe summer restrictions, allowing all contact and non-contact sport for all ages to resume. It will be reassessed in January. This comes after a long period under lockdown due to Victoria's second wave of COVID-19 infections.
There's elements of excitement, there's elements of positivity, but we're adopting a more cautious approach. My personal opinion is that the true impact of COVID-19 won't be felt until late February, early March, April. I think a worst scenario would be to be too optimistic and then be absolutely downtrodden, because we've seen and we're undertaking now mental well-being opportunities to deliver to sporting clubs. Because of the state people were in, we could feel the air being sucked out of people as a result of that finish line being just in front of them and then taken away from them.
All other states and territories have resumed community sport, but under modified health guidelines. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.